This episode of The View from the Rock is brought to you by Sign Dog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. This episode is also brought to you by Merle Inc., the premier custom home builder in the Clio Elm area and a proud featured home builder in Sun Katy Resort and Tumble Creek. Finally, this episode is brought to you by Rob Thomas Drywall, the number one drywall company in Ellensburg and Kittitas County. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. I'm your host, Ruck, and I'm here in the Yellow Dog Studios with Papa Swappa, Morgie, and Mama Morgie? Grandma Morgie?
Grandma Patty.
Grandma Patty.
Okay. Is listening.
Listener. I'm sure that she's going to tell us maybe things that we should, take out, or she's going to disagree with, but you're not going to hear her voice.
Well, she did bring a nice zucchini bread.
Yes. Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and you guys,
it is powering.
I'm about ready to have, like, it's going to be gone
before I had a slice and a half.
I've had a slice and a half too.
But you need to have it with butter.
I know
a little bit of heat in the microwave.
Well, that is good enough where you don't need butter.
It's true.
Butter does make everything better.
That's true. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So this is our part two episode. If you did not listen to our first episode about Black Sabbath, then you should go back and listen to that first. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Ozzy Osbourne, a little tribute to him. This is just his solo act, and we are also going to catch up on some of the activities from the last part of summer here leading into back to school, and we have a beer of the week from Terramar Brew Stillery in Edison, Washington.
Now, what is a brew stillery, Mr. Ruck Dashiell?
I know.
I think it means that they brew beer and they're a distillery.
Yep. So they do spirits and beer.
Okay.
I actually don't know if I've tried anything from their distillery.
I have not.
Yeah.
But I would love, that would be something I would love to.
I feel like, do they sell their spirits in bottles that look like light bulbs, because their town is called Edison?
Oh.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
If they don't, they should.
I feel like they do.
Really?
So that, I mean, if you think about it, if you've never been to Edison,
yeah,
it's a great little town, and you can see three little bars in two blocks.
Yeah, it's a great place to do a little pub crawl. And then on the north end of whatever that road is Terramar.
It's pronounced Terramar.
I believe so.
And
so you know who else has been to Edison? Dano.
Really?
Yes. He saw one of his favorite bands.
Do you know what the band is?
No, but he drove up from Edison. So I was leaving the cabin and Dano shows up.
Oh, this year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So.
I'll be damned.
Yep. No guitar this year.
Yeah.
So.
Shoot.
Do I know who Dano is?
No, you don't. So he he's a.
An attorney?
Yeah. So what's the difference between an attorney and a lawyer?
Nothing.
Okay. Then, well, I'm just curious, because why would you say you're an attorney? Or I'm a lawyer.
Well, that's the word that came to my mind.
I don't know. I'm
asking ChatGPT.
He's an attorney in Ruck. Bruce was a PI.
I know that.
So they work together.
Oh, okay.
And he's from Spokane, and he is amazing. He comes up. He's got long hair. Swap's met him twice.
Yeah, once in Spokane, once at the cabin.
And okay. He plays music.
A lot guitar. Of Neil Young.
Yeah, and he the kids hate him, but I love him for 2 hours.
I have a simple way that ChatGPT says to remember the difference between an attorney and a lawyer.
I'm curious.
It's like the similarities between a square and a rectangle. As in, all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Yes.
So all attorneys are lawyers. but not all lawyers are attorneys because some may not be licensed to practice.
Well, that clears it up.
So would you rather be an attorney?
I'd rather be a PE teacher.
Yeah, baby, we are.
All the way.
So what do we got this episode?
So first up, let's see. We're going to talk about, I think I got off a little bit.
Well, oh, we're going to talk Creed. About, no, we're going to talk about Ruck's trip to San Francisco.
Oh, you want that first?
Yeah.
Are you still going to tell us about Creed?
I am.
You're saving it till later.
No, right after your San Francisco
trip. So, you know, leading up to the San Francisco trip, it was a week before, and I knew I was going to fly in a plane, and the darndest thing happened. Got a little ringing in my ear. A little nervous because I know, you know, ringing can lead to hearing loss. And I've heard that, you know, if you fly in a plane, you got some stuff going on with your ears, can result in some bad things, possibly permanent things.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus.
Or, yes.
Yes. Well, yes.
Tinnitus?
Tinnitus.
Yes.
Or some might pronounce it tinnitus, but I don't think that's correct.
Or tinnitus.
Yeah.
It's yes, tinnitus. Ringing in the ears.
Yeah. So I get that on a
after
Wednesday.
After a concert.
Well, it was a ways after, and it was well, Yachtly like
Metallica,
Crew.
After a Metallica concert back in the day.
Sure.
Except for if you wear earplugs.
Which I do.
Like, I know you do.
Yeah. So I get it on a Wednesday. I'm going to be leaving the next Tuesday. So I'm a little bit nervous at that point. Thursday, I go to work out, put my earbuds in, can't hear out of my right ear. I'm like, what's going on? I'm not noticing it the rest of the time, but it's really obvious in my earbuds. And I'm just thinking, well, yeah, probably left side's compensating for the rest of the time. So wake up Friday, same thing. Saturday, wake up. All right, same. I need to go to the walk-in. Go to the walk-in clinic. They're like, nothing seems to be wrong. But they give me like a drug to hopefully like heal maybe some inflammation going on. Monday, make an appointment for the ear doctor. And nothing's changed. Still feel like I can't hear. But I go to my, I'm talking to my parents about this. And at some point I go, you know, it's just really weird that it's only my earbuds that really make it obvious I can't hear out of my right ear. And as one of our listeners might have just realized, I went, thought to myself, maybe I need to try some headphones and see if it's just the earbuds. So I go home and I put a pair of headphones on. Sounds great.
So it was a faulty earbud.
It was a faulty earbud. But at this point, I've already gotten two rounds of drugs to fix it, two different doctor's appointments, and I have two more ear doctor appointments coming up that I've already made plans for. Now, I still have a ringing in my ear at that point. So I go on my San Francisco trip, get back home. This week went to the ear doctor. After they did the audiology check on my hearing, the lady's like, yeah, you've got some good hearing. So I come back on Thursday and I sit in with the doctor and he goes, you've got better hearing than everybody else in this office.
And he had wow. to, he had to lie.
Who did?
Ruck.
I mean, I still had a ringing in my ear.
He thought there was something wrong and it was his earbud.
So I don't wear earbuds maybe more than twice a year.
Yeah.
So how often do you have earbuds in?
Do you have the little white ones?
They're not like the Apple ones. I've got my Google ones. Well, almost every day.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a generational thing. So
he's
I,
not Gen. He's not Gen X.
So I made a phone call yesterday, and my wife walked near me with her AirPods. And the phone, the person answered the phone call on her AirPods.
Yes.
Have you ever had that happen?
Well, in the garage, like it'll pick up on Kelly's car.
Yeah.
Because of Bluetooth.
Technology. It's crazy.
No, I don't want any.
I'm looking at my phone and the call has connected and she's over like 10 feet away from me. And it's in her ears, and neither one of us knew what was going on.
Well, so the actual San Francisco trip was good. Was there for about 5-6 days, brother lives there, so I was visiting him while he was working. I went into San Francisco for one of the days. Went to a really awesome sandwich spot, Deli Board. Walked around the city everywhere. Honestly, I feel like it's actually getting better. I really didn't see that many homeless people. There was no homeless people like laying on the ground.
But you're on the you're in a different part of town. You're on the
oh, there's a lot of different parts. But in the past, when I went there, you get off the ferry and you go to the main boardwalk area, like the main strip, and there's just like homeless people camped out throughout like the median in the middle.
So talk and about all that your was ferry. Gone. Like you're getting a ferry from Oakland?
Yeah, my brother lives in Richmond, so okay. It was like a 20-minute walk from his
instead
house.
Instead of driving or a cab.
Yeah, so instead of taking one of the bridges over, just hopping on the ferry, super easy, public transportation, tap to pay with my phone. Got over there, went to the deli spot. Unfortunately, had to order the sandwich called the 49er, but it was good. One of the
shout
best sandwiches.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Phil's draft sucked.
I mean, I won't judge him, but he made some choices that were 49er choices. So took that sandwich to a brewery, awesome brewery. It felt like I was in Cheers. There was the postman that was on shift working, stopped into the brewery, hanging out, chatting with everybody, having some water, and then was like, okay, guys, they track me with GPS. I got to go at this point. So he leaves. And then I was like, hey, you know what? It's a Giants game going on right now. So I walked another 20 minutes over the Giants game, standing room only seat, hung out there for a while. Yeah, San Francisco was great. You know, don't believe what you see. It was cool.
That's great.
I've been there once or twice, actually, and it was amazing. It was so fun. I went where you went.
Yeah.
Down, you know.
And, waterfront.
Yeah. Yeah, and did all that. Went some pubs. And that was Temple the Dog.
Oh.
Nice. Where did they play? Do you remember where they played?
They played more south, closer to San Jose,
okay.
But not too far. So my buddy Colin Resch met us, and we went to the show. Funny story, Merle met some guy coming back from Mexico, and he works for McCready.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he got his card. So, Jeff, it's just Jeff and I, because Josh Johnston said no on going to the trip.
Yeah.
And so, I take Jeff's card. He's like, I'm not going to call him. I'm like, well, I'm going to call him. I go, you met him on the plane back from Mexico. He works for McCready. McCready's in Temple the Dog. He goes, anything you need, give me a call. So I call him and I say, I'm Jeff Schaefer. He gives us VIP passes for the show.
Your boldness pays off.
If I wouldn't have called, we wouldn't have got that. So we got 30 rows closer. So we were row 10.
That's sweet.
Wow.
And if I wouldn't have called, it would never
happen. How was the show?
Like, it's
good show?
It's the best. Well, it's the best of all time because Cornell died.
That's true.
So it's never going to happen again.
Top five shows for you?
No, top 10.
Top 10. Small.
Small, like yeah. 7,000.
Nice. Indoor.
Yep. And then we went the next day was Monday Night Football when the Seahawks were good. I remember Gronk. And then we beat the Patriots. So we're at a Seahawk bar in San Francisco that Colin Resch took us to.
Was that the You Mad Bro game?
No.
When Sherman and Will walking off?
This is after we won the Super Bowl.
And the game was, I think the game was at Foxborough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we beat them. And they were still good.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe the year that we lost the Super Bowl that year, maybe.
Maybe.
It was a great trip. We stayed at the W.
Nice.
Oysters were amazing. All that food. Like, I looked at, like, some of those, like, what you had to eat.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that looks so good.
Dude, there's so much good food, good breweries in San Fran. It's a cool spot.
Yeah.
Quick trip. It was like, but from getting to, like, boarding the plane to touchdown 2 hours. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, great trip. Finished up, went up to the mountains like Stanislaus National Forest. I'm not used to elevation. Our cabin was at like 4,000, and I just felt like my heart was racing the whole time. Could not sleep well.
So Beltramini told me when he said, he goes, hey, did you feel anything in Flagstaff? I'm like, no, but I didn't run.
Yeah.
I mean, I was walking around.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that high altitude.
So what did he say? Did he feel things?
He did.
But he runs.
But he said, he goes, it was awful for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I wouldn't say it was awful. I just, it was, I felt it the whole time. Like we went on a hike and we're up at like 8,000 feet elevation and I was just walking normal and it was like 130. It's my heart. Not, didn't feel awesome.
I have never checked my heart rate.
Yeah. Maybe don't ever. Do it.
Or you mean when you're hiking or walking?
Never. Well, under any circumstances.
You, maybe you should see a doctor soon then.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of,
I am going to.
First time in 30 years.
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Holy.
Tomorrow. Monday. No, not tomorrow. Monday.
Monday instead of going to work?
After work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
Speaking of work, class reunion. Oh, do you want to tell us about Creed? Reunion. When do you want me to fit Creed in there? Because now we're off the rails.
So class reunion, 35 years, class of 90, 35 years.
Wow.
First reunion I've ever been to.
It's almost like you're going to have a reunion.
First ever? You didn't go 10?
Didn't go 10, didn't go 20. 25 was COVID. 30 was COVID.
30 was COVID.
Yeah. So it was good. It was good. We're all doing great. You know, everybody looked a little older, but we're all doing
55.
Well. 53.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to throw some unscripted in here.
Okay.
I don't know if it's related, but you got some music practice in?
We did. Yellow Dog, 3/4 of Yellow Dog reunited.
And?
It was good. It was fun. You know, I've always thought, you know, if we could one more time before I die,
get together with Yellow Dog.
Yes.
Well, why don't you get all four? Where's BR? Get,
well,
like, how about for your 40th reunion?
Maybe.
And we do it here.
Well,
at Yellow Dog Studios.
That'd be good.
New album?
No. But we did make a commitment to keep working on some things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yellow Dog, for those that don't know, is a band that Pat belonged to.
In
1990?
The early 90s.
And he was the lead singer.
Yeah. So we, it was fun. It was challenging. We're not very good. And we didn't have drums. So
who's drums?
Scott.
Parnell?
Yes.
But BR wasn't there.
Correct.
But Scott was there.
Yes. And Dana.
So what did Scott do?
Well, Scott played bass and he played a little guitar.
And he can do that too?
Yes, I was amazed. Ugh. Like, these guys are talented. I'm not.
So as a singer, you're kind of hanging out there waiting for your part, and then, that's a dumb question.
What I had forgotten was how much work it takes to play a song. Back in the day, we'd get off work or whatever, and we'd work on a song for a couple hours. And this was kind of like, you know, the other night, last week, whenever we did it, it was kind of like, let's play this, let's play this, let's play this, let's play this. And nothing was very good. It was fun, but we just weren't very good.
And these were all songs that you'd originally
No, we were just doing covers of stuff. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
I can't wait. So we are looking at 2030.
5 years from now.
Correct.
Yes.
Here in Yellow Dog Studios.
Yeah.
We are. It's going to happen.
Easy. We talked about, should we podcast from up there?
Yeah.
Up above Lake Campbell. It was good, though. It was fun. It just was a reminder of, you can't just do this. There's a lot of work that goes into this.
Yeah. But it kind of made you want to do more of it.
Get back in Yellow Dog.
It did, but
Not possible.
Nothing's not possible.
I think I think it's possible.
I mean, not everyone from Yellow Dog lives in Anacortes.
Correct. One lives in Boston and one lives in Southern California.
Yeah.
So it was.
They came up for the reunion.
They did.
So the 40th.
Yes.
Is, and I mean, it takes 5 years and just say, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yellow Dog Studios, right here.
Yeah. And we need to do it.
Maybe Yellow Dog is going to play at the reunion. So there's a little bit of impetus to like, let's figure this out.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
It would take a lot of work.
Well, guess what? Now you're PE.
I know.
And you're not coaching.
Correct. So I have some time on my hands.
Yes.
It was fun, though. It was fun.
That's awesome. Okay. Tell us about Creed. Take us higher.
What was the best song?
The number one song for me, and it's still engraved in, it's my top 10. It's
My Own Prison?
100%.
Yeah.
Like, it just is what it is. But now all these new Creed people love everything else that's just mainstream. My Own Prison is... I'm going to cry. So I cried one time. I didn't realize...
At the concert.
Yes. I didn't realize that Brennan cried 7 times.
What?
He said his favorite band is Creed.
Whoa.
And he... His songs are different than mine.
I would go to a concert just to hear this song.
It's amazing.
Do you remember in Chelan how many times we played this song? There was probably a 2-hour stretch where we played this over and over again.
Just us two.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, and then Swap starts singing. Like Yellow Dog style.
Yeah.
Love it. So, but you know what? Everyone does not like this song the best. So that's why I was upset.
But they played it.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, yeah. Go ahead. You can turn it up a little bit.
Your favorite part of the song is coming up.
So, yeah. So, Stapp right now is, like, going, oh.
How did he sound?
He sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
And he looks really good.
Well, he's always been a handsome man.
Well, but he went on a journey, is what he said. So he is freaking ripped.
I think he's a big fan of himself.
100%. Yes. And didn't you see him in Yakima?
No, my brother-in-law saw him at a bar in, I want to say, Zilla.
Oh. So this is it right here.
This is the best part, isn't it?
I mean,
that's the best part.
Who sings that? Who says that? Should have been dead on a Sunday morning?
Banging my head.
Ain't got no time. And I'm sorry, but Mark Tremonti is amazing on guitar. And he has his own band. And actually, they were previewing. He does Frank Sinatra singing.
What?
In Atlantic City in December.
What?
Yes. He sings Sinatra songs.
Mark Tremonti does?
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible.
Okay, so Creed to me, Creed's a 0. That song's a 2.
I think that Creed is unfairly hated.
So, by the way, one of our sponsors likes Creed.
Brad?
Brad, yes, yeah.
He does.
Okay.
So... But some of the other songs, like when they played Higher, One Last Breath.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is singing. Like, they had to take out your phone, turn on the light. There's 17,000 lights, except for me.
You refused.
Yeah. I don't like that song. Because when I hear that song, I think about the Dallas Cowboys halftime show with the guy on the... Oh.
I love it.
Okay.
It makes me laugh. By the
way, Brennan got 2 t-shirts for $90.
Oh,
but American money, it made it like $72.
Well, that's a bargain.
And the one of the shirts is freaking Scott Stapp at the Cowboys. They said the greatest halftime show ever is the shirt. Brennan bought that.
Wow. So they're not afraid of that moment.
Holy the crap. Cowboys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get home. He gets, I didn't realize, like, he loves them so much. Like, he's singing. Like, if you look at his, like, social media, he is singing and he's videoing. That's like, awesome. Kelly's laughing at him. He comes home and he gets his tonsil, or he gets his wisdom teeth out. He comes back and he's high as a kite and he's like, oh, Dad, I love you. And then all of a sudden we look. He's in the bedroom with gauze, like, just, you know, come back. And he's blaring Creed and he's trying to sing and he's crying.
So good.
And so Kelly's videoing all of this.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna love that in about 10 years.
Oh. And he has no recollection of any of it.
Beautiful.
So he gets out of the parking lot, and Kelly's like, why are you crying? He goes, I don't know, but I just love everyone. Because now they just put you under.
Wow.
30 years ago.
I just had...
I had laughing gas.
Yeah, which
and I thought Grandpa was great. Roger picked me up in Mount Vernon when I was 19.
Because
my parents were unavailable.
Yeah. Love it.
So what else we got before we get into Ozzy?
Well, do you want to be disappointed or do you want to prepare to be disappointed?
Well, the Mariners suck.
Yeah.
They lost.
I mean, they won 10 straight. And
no, they won 8 straight.
10? 8?
8.
8.
8.
And then I started watching.
Yeah, well, it's your fault then.
Yeah. I've heard that from the Holgerts. they texted me.
They are struggling.
Please quit watching.
Yeah.
It's early still. I mean, it's late, but it's early.
I mean, we're only 1.5 still back from Houston. And if playoffs started today, we're in as a wild card. So it could be worse.
So we lost today.
Probably.
We haven't played today.
Okay.
We play tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just confirming. Yes.
So real quick, do you think prediction on Anacortes football?
Record?
Regular season.
One loss. Lose to Archbishop.
Okay. I agree.
Lose in the quarterfinals.
Oh. Okay.
What do you think?
I have no idea how this team is going to be. I think we're going to lose in the semifinals.
Who?
Because everyone sucks.
And we're can just you clarify a little that? Bit
better.
All the other teams, like it's down?
Yeah.
Got it.
So we teased this a little bit in the previous episode, but the word on the street is that we are going to be making our triumphant return to the broadcast booth September 5th.
Big time.
I don't know if that's confirmed yet, but that is as close to confirmed as it can be.
So we will be in the booth.
So listeners,
first game,
September 5th, games at 7:00, I believe.
And that is against Bainbridge.
Bainbridge Island.
And you know what? There's a little revenge.
Yes.
Between the podcast and Bainbridge.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Do we know why?
Yeah. They tell them. Well, they beat us in the state championship.
And they can suck it.
And that's right. You know, the grudge I have against Bainbridge is they've been a 3A team forever.
Ever.
And they just sneak under the line, and now they just think that they're so tough when they have more kids than everybody else. Good for them.
They're going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, we're going to hammer them on the 5th, and the View from the Rock will be there to tell you about it.
And we're going to have new stickers, courtesy of Sign Dog.
Is that confirmed? Or you just... putting the pressure on.
Well, Sign Dog loves a good sticker.
He does.
Yeah.
That's confirmed.
And there also is talk of us maybe doing 2 or 3 games.
Yeah. So, hey, listeners, if you tune into AHS Live on YouTube, you'll hear the game. And if you like it, you know, let the school know. Or I don't know if you can comment on the stream. If you can, do that. Like the stream. Make sure that you get us back on there if you want us on there. Last thing before we get into our break and beer of the week, we had a fantasy football draft. How we feel?
I think my team's pretty good.
It's a one?
Yeah. How do you feel?
0.7.
You were mad at me last night.
0.7.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, last year it just worked out.
I don't remember who's on your team.
Me either.
No, you got J. Jeff.
Yeah, I have Jefferson.
Second round, you were bummed, though. Some guys went before you went.
Well, Achane.
Oh, you went Achane.
Yeah. I wanted
Achane. Achane.
Is it Achane? Achane?
Well, how did Rod pronounce it last night?
Wrong. Achane?
Yeah. Rod's in his own world. Yeah. Achane.
Yeah.
I was pissed because I wanted Derrick Henry.
And that would have been the best option.
Phil picked him like right before. Like I had two picks. He just.
You know what the tricky part is? We all like look at the rankings at a time, or we do like a simulator.
And he's down the list.
Well, and like that's the thing is, you're like, but these other people are going to take who's on the list in that order. But everyone else probably thinks like us in our league, and they go, I don't want that bum. I don't want that guy. I don't want that guy. I'm going down the list. Derrick Henry. Boom. So that's why that happens.
No, I know. I just, you know, I'm not good enough to like do research like about all the rookies, and I just go best available, and I happen to win one out of 16 years. So that's good. I mean, name's going to be on the trophy.
Yeah, the trophy's right out there on your bar.
Yeah, Cortez the Killer.
You've won as many times as I have. So
yeah.
I've never won.
I know. But you've only been in the league like, what, 7 years? I've been in the league 17 years.
I think I've been 10.
17 years.
Yeah.
Am I five?
So 2010 is when Troutman won. Wow. Because he was the Blue Dolphin.
This league's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Brian Nieste was in the league.
That's an old league.
You know who never else was in? Heard of that person?
Ricky G.
No.
Who?
Yeah, maybe.
I think,
yeah. Rusty.
Oh, wow.
We met 1 year.
Name of our football league is Fantasy Addiction?
Yes.
Yeah. Run by the commissioner, Kalker.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel pretty good about my team. Some mistakes were made. I didn't pay enough attention to bye weeks. I often don't pay attention. So there's some people who might be on the waiver or the trade deadline or the trading block. But if not, that's fine. I think my players I have on my team I like.
So, Swap, did you see anything about projections?
No, there's nothing.
So he hasn't inputted anything yet?
Correct, because I want to see my draft grade.
Because last year, it was amazing. Like, Brad and I drafted really well, and it just went, and that's what happened. And both of us were in the final two.
Hey, before we take our break, I just remembered, speaking of football, we placed some bets the other day on some season-long things. Did you guys do that too?
I did not do any what you did.
No, you got capped.
I did get capped. So I went to play some season-long bets on the Seahawks. Was first looking at the line because the win line is 7.5. But to go over it, it's like a minus 140, which means you're not really getting much out of your money at that point. So I pivoted to the plus 2200 line. So if you bet 100, you win 2200. Is that what that means?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was on Sam Darnold throwing for 25 touchdowns and the Seahawks winning the NFC West.
That could happen.
That could absolutely happen.
Absolutely that could
happen. And so I just tried to put just a simple $50 on it, and they wouldn't let me. The most I could put was like 26.84.
Yeah, but look at what you're plus 2,100.
Well, why would they make it that odds if they won't let me bet however much I want?
But think about it, plus 2,100. So you bet a dollar, you win $2,100.
No, I bet 100 and I win $2,100.
Oh, so what? It was okay.
Because so they bet 26, which means I think.
But what was it? Like was the plus what?
It was plus 2,200.
So plus 2,200 means you bet a dollar, you win 2,200.
No.
No?
There's one there's one zero we're off. So you bet a dollar, you'd win 220.
Okay.
Yeah. Because plus 100 is.
Yeah.
So I put 26 on it and I
think 800.
Yeah. I think it was like 800, 700, something like that. And then just like 24 for what was it? Them to make the playoffs, which if that happens, I think I win 64, which covers all the money I put in. So I don't know. Sam Darnold, big season loading. It's not too late.
Well, yesterday and today did not go well for me for betting.
Skunked?
Yep. Jeez. That's how it goes.
And I have one eye closely on the Stanford Hawaii game.
Hawaii plus 3.
I went Hawaii money line and the over. Right now it's Hawaii 14, Stanford 13, early third quarter.
What's the total points?
50.
And you're at 27.
Yeah.
It's going to go there. It's going to be close.
It's going to be right there. Yeah, Vegas is good.
Oh,
that's crazy.
I know. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back with our beer of the week from Terramar Brew Distillery in Edison, Washington.
You got your notes ready?
Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. Back from the break, diving right into our beer of the week from Terramar Brew Distillery in Edison, Washington. This beer is brought to you by the Lake Campbell Lodging and Lake House. The business and property on Lake Campbell has been in the family for 56 years. Shout out to all the hard-working moms, wives, and the small business community there in Washington. Morgie, tell us about this beer.
So Samish Bay IPA, West Coast IPA, 7.2% ABV. Swappy. ABV means what?
Alcohol by volume.
Okay. The taste, a crisp, contemporary West Coast IPA bursting with tropical fruit, citrus, stone fruit, as well as a subtle floral and resinous pine notes.
Wow.
Which we've been talking about in the first episode. The yeast is an American ale. The malts are Franzen Pilsner, Vienna, and Munich. The hops are Citra T90 and Incognito, El Dorado, Idaho 7 Hyper Boost.
Whoa.
Those sound like machines from Terminator. Citra T90.
Yeah, that's good stuff. The Idaho 7 Hyper Boost.
So,
dude, when I cracked it open, it was just ice. It smelled like there was a pine tree in here.
Okay, so I haven't opened it yet, but I'm going to finish with what Terramar is about. Yeah. They're located on a historic property in the Oxbow of Edison Slough, which is all of us know on the podcast where this is. It's an amazing place in Edison. Terramar's gathering place, paying tribute to the amazing bounty of Skagit Valley. We brew beer and cider, distill spirits, and sling wood-fired pizza with ingredients farmed and foraged from the land, terra, and sea mar of our surrounding area. Ooh, I do this. I smell the same.
Wow. That is resin forward. Shoot.
Ooh.
That's a good beer. So if you haven't been to Terramar, as Mr. Morgenthaler said, it is in downtown Edison. And it's kind of on the end. There's a little L in the road. You know, if you're coming from our direction, you go past the Edison and the Longhorn and take a hard right. If instead of going right, if you just go straight, you wouldn't think there's that much room there.
Dead end north.
But Terramar has got quite a bit of property there, and it's a big building, a lot of room in the back, and it's a great spot.
No, it's a great place.
It's a good beer.
Pizza's awesome. Love their pizza. It's kind of disguised back in there. Like if you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't maybe realize it. But they got a little parking back in there,
and then behind, like when you walk behind and go out,
there's a lot of room out there.
It's like farm, and it's got like tractors sitting around and big wheels.
Yeah, they got a lot of outdoor space too. But I mean, big indoor as well. But it's a cool spot, worth going to.
I'm ready.
What would you pair this with?
I would pair this with the fresh Philly cheesesteak that I cooked at the cabin.
Ooh.
You know, I was actually thinking because of how...
Just taking another sip of it.
On the Blackstone.
Well, how like aggressive that like pine flavor is to it. I do feel like something fatty, like cheesy. I was thinking their pizza actually does fit with that IPA pretty well.
I think so too.
So we're going to get into Ozzy Osbourne. Now, I don't actually know the answer to this question. I would just say, so for listeners, I'm a lot more familiar with Ozzy than I am with Black Sabbath. Obviously, I've listened to a lot of both, but I've listened to way more Ozzy. I don't know at what point and why Ozzy stopped being in Sabbath. Do you guys know the answer to that?
I don't really.
I think he got kicked out.
Really?
Because he was too out of it?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that a little, but I don't know the exact answer. I think we should do maybe on a different episode a little Sabbath without Ozzy, because you're a big Dio fan.
Yeah, so. I love Ronnie James Dio, who we found out earlier tonight is 5'4".
So I just did a little ChatGPT research on why he left. Would you like the footnotes?
The
cliff notes, rather. So left Sabbath in 79. Reasons were a mix of personal struggles, lifestyle issues, band tension. So number one, heavy drug alcohol use. Number two, creative personal tension with the other members. The band lost momentum. Officially was fired when Tony Iommi made the call to fire him in April of 79, thinking his substance abuse issues and lack of focus were holding the band back.
Yep.
Not really surprising there. So his first album then, Blizzard of Oz.
1980.
And ironically, he had a lot of hits on this album immediately after getting fired from his other band because they felt like he was done. So some of the popular stuff on this album are Crazy Train, Mr. Crowley. I don't know if I know those other ones, though. I Don't Know and Suicide Solution. I'm not familiar with those. Have you
heard
those?
So you don't know I Don't Know?
No.
You would, if you hear, you would know.
Should I play it?
Yeah, just for a little bit.
A little slow build.
Ringing a bell?
No.
What? Swap?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, and he's with Randy Rhoads then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and he goes, I don't know.
I'll wait till we get to that part so I can hear that. It
might take a while.
Oh, really? All right. So, I got right next to it, Suicide Solution. Is that worth playing? Wine is fine, but whiskey
is quicker. Suicide is slow with it. So, the guy at Diamonds, this is his number one.
This song?
Yeah. From the first album. But I blew. I went to him yesterday and said, "Give me best song ever." And he goes, "The entire Blizzard of Oz album."
Yeah. I mean,
that guy's great,
Mike.
When I look at the albums that are all listed here, that by far is full of hits. It's good.
When you have more than three hits on an album, that has to be good.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think that when he left Sabbath, there was kind of the feeling that he was maybe done. And then his solo career just went to another level.
But think about, I mean, he even said, you remember when we watched that on his enshrinement in the Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
When he said, "I owe my life to Randy Rhoads."
Whoa. Do you know why? Just because?
Because of the guitar.
This album that he got in.
No, because of his 9 years with Randy Rhoads.
Yeah. And somebody fact-checked this for me, but I think Randy Rhoads was with Quiet Riot before this.
Looking.
Ugh. I mean, he is amazing.
Yeah.
And even Zakk Wylde.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking up here, yes. Says Randy Rhoads hooked up with singer Kevin DeBrow and formed Quiet Riot. I had no idea. Wow. Mind blown.
We're podcasting.
So should we get into our top three Ozzy songs?
So, you know, I'll just quickly run through the album. Yeah. So Diary of a Madman was next, 81 songs off that, Over the Mountain, Diary of a Madman. Next, Bark at the Moon, a couple years later, followed by The Ultimate Sin, 86, Shot in the Dark, then No Rest for the Wicked, then No More Tears, then Osmosis.
Well, that's just the first. There's like four more, I think.
Yeah, those are some of the big ones. Absolutely.
So how do you count Close My Eyes Forever? Even though, because it's with Lita Ford, and it's one of the best songs I've ever heard.
That was such a great song. Like, I don't know what year it was. I want to say 1989, 1990. But that was a great song when it came out. And it's probably not like a great song musically.
But it's straight 80s.
It's straight 80s.
Like Lita Ford, her hair is
Lita
big.
Lita Ford was just awesome.
Crimped.
What band was she in? I want to say Lita Ford, after she got out of music, maybe she's still in music, bought an island in the Caribbean. Maybe married somebody wealthy. You can fact check that for me too, Ruck. I'll fact check it while we're
fact checking. I was going to say, I'm probably not going to fact check that one. So are we going to do four, top four first? Yes. We doing top three.
Top four.
Are we wanting to do first, best first? Or
yeah, I think we do.
I kind of like it.
We did it.
I did too.
And I'm not going to go first.
So Close My Eyes Forever was 89. Lita Ford was in The Runaways.
But that song is freaking amazing.
That's such a great song.
I'll start if you want me to. I can do my number one, unless someone wants to.
She moved to Turks and Caicos.
Oh wow!
Wow, swap. Do you think you're going to read less now that you're a PE teacher?
No, I think I'm going to read more because I'm not reading seventh grade essays,
dude. One reason I don't read anymore is because
then,
of that.
And then
you're going to read more.
And then.
Like, that's how it says.
Yes.
Like, that's everyone.
Yes.
Except for Rowan's.
Yes.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I think Ruck is.
Okay.
Because we're going clockwise.
Sure. So then swap, then you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start with this song that we were actually listening to off air right before. Just listen to that intro. Jesus.
Excuse my language. This was not on my radar.
Really?
No, it is now.
Oh my gosh. It's
where?
So when I was in high school, you know.
Oh, it's on that 91 album.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I definitely had songs that I was like, okay, this is what I listen to before I'm going to play football. And this was one of the songs that it was like, okay, I'm going to play this.
This is why he loves Randy Rhoads so much. Dude, he's amazing.
It's so good. I kind of want to skip ahead to the guitar solo. That's the thing that in Ozzy's solo stuff, there's a lot more solos, I think. They're much more solo heavy.
Yes. But it's just heavy, like, it's just 80s, like, guitar.
Yeah, listen to
it's
that.
It's not,
a lot of it is very 80s. You know, it's,
right now,
that's kind of like your formulaic 80s song where there's your chorus and then you have a guitar solo.
Oh, I think Ruck Might Cry.
Dude, this is my one of my favorite guitar solos.
No, it's one of the best of all time. So speaking of, Mammoth opened up for Creed.
Oh.
And Wolfgang is freaking amazing. And he did this.
Oh,
no
really?
Way.
At Ozzy's concert. That's amazing.
Dude, the buildup of that, coming off of like how that song starts and then it goes to like piano and it slows down and you think the song's coming to an end. And it's like, hold on, Buttercup. Here we go.
Mm.
Okay, who's next?
You.
Okay, you got mine on there?
I do.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
Off Blizzard of Oz. Dude. And you can look on YouTube and see all these versions of this with Ozzy live. And the way he orchestrates the crowd during all of this intro is amazing.
His solo stuff is so good, dude.
I know. Hey, but I'm telling you, Jack Black
blew he the killed roof this, off. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Blew the roof off.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But this song has not only the great keyboard intro, but an unbelievable guitar solo.
Yeah.
Ooh. Isn't that great with the headphones on?
Yeah,
it is. It goes from left to right and back. I think this is a song where the more I listen to it, the more I like it.
Yeah.
So this is my number four.
Oh.
So we don't have to worry about that.
It's in my top four, but I might just knock it out again to play other things. Do you want me to skip ahead to the solo?
Yeah. And I just think this song in anybody else's hands would not be. His voice is just so perfect for this.
Yeah. Very haunting.
Menacing.
We're about to the solo anyways, aren't we?
And this is Randy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So good.
All right.
What a genius.
So I'm a sucker. I don't know if it is, but Mama, I'm Coming Home. And do you know the history behind the song?
I don't.
No.
Tell me.
Sharon basically told him, you have to come home now or we're divorcing.
From like just
from England and the tour and like you're fucking a disaster. You are a disaster.
Yeah.
So he made this song.
And this is my number two.
Oh. Okay. So we can...
You're number two.
So feel free to add on Swapper if you have something to add.
So I listened to a podcast the other day where a guy was talking about songs... and the importance of the word home in Ooh. Songs.
Oh.
And he said that home is maybe one of the most important words in the history of rock music.
What a brilliant thing.
Man, that's crazy. When you think about it, I'm at college. I'm coming home for the summer.
Yes.
Like, this is home. Wherever your home is.
Oh. That's crazy.
Home sweet home.
Home sweet home. Mama, I'm coming home. Like, wife, I'm coming home to you.
Yes.
And you're going to save me.
Wow. A lot of air drums right now in the Yellow Dog studio.
So who else is adding on this? Or they're just dubbing him because he does two different... Like, who else is singing at the end of that?
I think it's just effects.
Okay, Ruck, number three, or number two.
Okay. It's Bark at the Moon.
Oh. So this is my honorable mention.
Oh.
So when I first heard this, I was scared because I was seven.
Well, the album cover is wild. Look at that.
Yeah, I know. No, it's crazy.
Oh, Rowan in the house. Welcome back to Washington. Lumberjack.
Louis the Lumberjack.
Kiss my axe.
I see that. That's awesome.
What's up, bud? Welcome to real life.
Rowan, would you like to tell the podcast how Flagstaff was?
The whole thing was straight nonsense. It was all brain rot in today's terms. Brain rot. Just, yeah.
How much running did you do?
Like 51 miles a week for 4 weeks.
So that's good. 204 miles.
The only thing hurting right now is my shoulder because I slept on it around the car.
In the car for 20 hours. Welcome back, son. Love you.
Classic. Season starts in 24 hours.
Hey, guess what? Next year, Ruck's going to go.
I can't wait. If you want me
to go. He wasn't invited. So, yeah, so he's invited. Why would I be next invited?
I don't need to go.
I know.
Hey, let's get back on
10 days.
Back. Let's refocus. Ozzy.
Okay, it's about to time change right here.
Oh.
I didn't realize how much synth is in all his stuff.
It's
So very 80s.
Who's doing that?
It's very 80s.
See if I can see it. You know, ooh, here's the solo.
This is, I think this is after Randy Rhoads.
Really?
I think this is after
Randy
Rhoads.
So this is Zakk Wylde?
It might have been before Zakk Wylde. So I think Randy Rhoads died in 82.
Oh, you're right.
So he died in what year?
82.
What happened? So, honestly, I don't know. Like, was he that old or?
I mean, must be like overdose.
No, it was a crash.
Oh.
He was in a car crash.
So, says keyboards were Don Airey. Never heard of him. Guitar was Jake E. Lee. Never heard that name in my life.
Jake E. Lee.
Yeah.
He said guitar.
I know.
Okay, I'm ready. My number two, because we already went through swaps number two.
Yeah.
Because it was the same. See you on the other side. A little different.
I'm not sure if I've heard this.
So this is, I think, like, later Aussie. This is Osmosis 95. It's like a ballad.
Good. Hadn't heard it before. So that's on one of his more newer ones. It was like, what, 95 or something like that? Zakk Wylde, the guitar guy.
Now that I'm thinking.
What? Is that not a song that you meant to do?
Well, it's probably number five.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah.
Well, with my number
I was thinking about it, you know.
My number three is about to go off right now, which is also your number three. So,
oh yeah, so we can both do it together.
Yeah,
thank you.
Over the Mountain. I don't know if I realized it, and I might be totally wrong, but this song has a little bit of an Iron Maiden sound to it. You see? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder who his drummer was in the 80s.
Lee Kerslake? Kerslake? I don't remember what the guitar solo is like in this. It's got to be good. It's Randy.
Yeah, it's not like...
It's not crazy.
No. Okay, number four.
Hey, we haven't done my number three yet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got my number three on there?
I do.
Ruck?
Now I remember what it's like. Yeah, we can... The solo is not great. Okay, I'm ready for yours.
Yeah, 100%.
This has a real 80s sound.
This is the video from this.
Oh.
Remember the crazy eyes? Like there's a close up of Ozzy.
MTV?
Yes.
Dude, look at the album. Holy. That's a sweet album cover.
Yeah.
You've from never Ultimate
seen,
Sin.
I know. You've never seen any of these.
No.
Like, because you're not born yet.
No.
Album cover art.
Oh.
It's just, we're never going to get back there.
This is my number four.
Ugh, it should be higher.
Well, it's only one below yours.
Okay.
Sorry.
Shout in the dark.
So good.
Yeah. This is underrated. I should have this one up higher than I would have.
When Bark at the Moon. Like I was scared. I was scared of Ozzy and I was scared to Kiss. When I was in 1981, I'm 6 years old, and my uncle goes, "Hey, Kiss, you know you play the record backward, it's the devil." And Ozzy Osbourne is best friends with Satan. That's what my uncle told me when I was 6 years old.
I'm so old.
Oh, my gosh.
1981.
I'm so old, I was afraid of Johnny Cash.
What? You were when you were young?
Yeah.
Because he just wore black?
No, my dad had a single. Remember the little singles?
Oh, yeah.
The vinyl 45 singles?
45, maybe? Yes. Or?
And I took a crayon and I colored out his face. Because he scared me.
No way.
Yeah.
But you didn't mess up the record.
No. Just the cover.
Oh. 1979?
Seven.
When you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, my dad, you know, wasn't allowed to listen to music or whatever. Like, they didn't have a TV. But when he says, "Oh, I love that song." Like War Pigs.
Yeah.
Or Paranoid. Like he knows songs.
Yeah.
But.
So since you're number three, I did Over the Mountain. Do you want to do your number four now? Or do you want to move on to my number four?
My number four was his number three.
Oh, your number four was Shot in the Dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, I'm good.
Then we're going to fly high again.
Mama's gonna
Okay, I think I might just skip ahead to remind myself what the solo is, and then we can see what Swapper's number four is.
Is this Randy? Or Zach?
Randy.
So he died in car accident?
No, plane crash. They were screwing around on tour.
What?
Yeah.
How do you screw around on tour and get in a plane crash?
Some guy on tour got in a plane with him in it.
No way.
Effing around.
What? That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, if you... Do you know how to fly this plane? No, but we're going to try.
That's wild.
He goes, okay.
Yeah, I ain't about that life.
So.
That's a zero.
Have we done Crazy Train?
No. You want that for your number four?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say we'll do it in the honorable mention, but let's do it now. It, you know, it's one of those songs that's a great song. It's just the most popular, overplayed.
It's just amazing. Like, you do it in PE.
I was just going to say.
And well, then they start running faster. Oh, Viber Slap. I mean, because we didn't put it in our top four doesn't mean we love it.
Like, I mean, it's top four worthy.
We could do a top 10. I would love to do a top 10 Ozzy and a top 10 Sabbath.
Combined. Love this song. It's top four.
I mean, part of me wants to do all those songs that we all love, like that everyone knows, like this song.
Yeah,
but no one knows Fairies Wear Boots or Sabbath Bloody Sabbath.
We're trying to educate people, right?
Snowblind. I mean, Ruck was blown away, I think.
So before school starts, we need to do a PE playlist.
Oh, I like that.
Yes, our goal is to make Barb comfortable all year. Swap. Think we're good.
I'm gonna go to the solo then.
What else we got? We got one more?
No, this is it. That's why we're going to the solo now. Right now.
Randy Rhoads, baby.
It looks like Ruck is playing on a Stratocaster.
It looks like he's doing Suzuki violin.
How can you not love that song?
Oh,
jeez.
Man, okay. It's been a great day.
What an epic listening journey we just went through. I realize, you know, learned. Sometimes when we go through some of these artists, albums, whatever it is, how much I miss listening to them. I haven't listened to Ozzy enough just over the last like 10 years.
But
they're so good.
But the Black Sabbath that you listen to.
Well, like over the course of my life, just a lot of those Black Sabbath songs I hadn't heard. So yeah.
I mean, it blew my mind when I started listening to different songs. Like, cause you always, when you're younger, you listen to the songs that they play. on the radio.
Yeah, the singles. Absolutely.
Paranoid, War Pigs, you know.
It's amazing to me the songs that get the play. And then when you get deeper into the album, there's so many good songs that just for whatever reason didn't become War Pigs.
Well, and then you're like, well, who likes Black Sabbath now? Nobody that's a kid, unless their parents have done something to influence them.
I mean, I wonder if you asked your class to raise your hand, hey, raise your hand if you've ever heard of Black Sabbath.
And they would say no. And then you play Crazy Train, and they're like, oh, I know the song.
Yeah.
But they don't know. Or, I mean, or Ozzy.
Yeah, either.
Or Iron Man.
Yeah.
So I think we might have tapped into something here, though, with top three songs from bands.
Yeah.
Should we do, maybe in a future episode, do Metallica or Zeppelin?
Well, didn't we do
that? We did Zeppelin.
We did Zeppelin.
I don't know that we did Metallica.
So we're on episode 44.
I know.
We've done top three Zeppelin songs.
I think we did.
We did.
Definitely. I think we've done Metallica.
Have we really done Metallica?
That's a tough one.
Right after the concert?
Maybe.
Maybe we did.
Listeners.
Hey, listeners, let us know what band we haven't done that you'd like us to do a top three for. You can.
It cannot be country.
You can let us know anything because we could probably listen to it and tell you which ones are.
Unless it's Zac
the
Brown.
Least offensive to us.
Did you just hiccup?
I mean,
a little bit.
Just some normal like reflex, yeah. You know?
We definitely did Zeppelin, but I'm sorry. We forgot to talk about the documentary.
Oh,
so next real episode. Quick, one
okay.
minute.
No, okay. one, 1 minute.
1 minute.
You got 1 minute.
So it blew my mind. So it makes me think they're the greatest band of all time because they have a singer that's top 10 of all time. They have a lead guitar player, Jimmy Page. Is he top 5 of all time?
Yes.
Yes.
Is John Bonham top 5 drummer of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
John Paul Jones?
Yes.
Okay. They're in the top 5 in every category. They are the greatest band of all time.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, it's a
No, I mean, it's
fair opinion. Yeah.
Do we do
top 5 of all time in every category of the band?
Have we done top 3 bands of all time?
Gosh, that's a freaking elephant to chew on.
Well, I already have 2. I have 3. It's over. Nothing's going to change me.
Next episode.
Top 3 bands of all time.
Yes.
The tough thing in my mind is, as I think about it, like, I don't really listen to the Beatles, but I think they're probably a top 3 band.
Well, the Beatles episode.
No, so we have to do top 4.
Top 5?
Top 5 bands of all time.
Okay.
And well, just now it's real top quick, 4. Real yeah. quick, shout out to loyal listeners. Cameron.
Yep.
Tara. Ross.
Eric's still a listener, yeah, I assume.
Yes.
I haven't seen Eric in forever.
Eric.
Emily.
Emily Fisher. Anybody else swap?
Ann, loyal listener.
Who?
Ann, loyal listener.
Ann Berard.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Ross.
Oh. Ross.
We're going to
sign dog.
Now we're going to forget dog. People.
I know.
Awful. Why do we do that?
Everyone that's a loyal listener.
Top 3 listeners.
Tara's number 3 on my list.
Oh, we're going to do top 3
she's
listeners.
She's number 1.
No.
Yeah.
She's not because
no,
right
she is.
Now she's driving home from Olympia. She drugged Tim down there for 10 hours.
Uh-oh.
She Watch drugged out. Tim.
She okay. took him in
well,
a car.
I think it's about time
oh,
we
hey,
wrap
of,
this up.
Tara got a new car.
I'm excited for
Range Rover.
Ooh. Very, very fashionable.
Hoity-toity.
Yeah, hoity-toity.
Okay, hey, so listeners, don't forget to respond and let us know what we might have forgot. or to let us know what bands you want us to do.
Man,
top
I wish
three,
I had
top
a Range
four,
Rover.
Four.
Guy Mitchell.
Yep. Reach out to us at our Gmail, which is theviewfromtherock@gmail.com, or get to us on our Instagram, The View from the Rock Podcast. Until next time, be safe. We're good.